The civil war in Yemen has been a humanitarian crisis as well as a military stalemate for 4 years. The United States backs one side in the war, but also is calling for a peace settlement. Martin Griffiths is the UN special envoy to Yemen, and he's in Washington, D.C. today, where he just finished briefing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Martin Griffiths, what was the key message you delivered to Secretary of State Pompeo about Yemen?
My main message was, and indeed is, that we need to keep Yemen out of any potential regional conflict. Yemen has its own problems, its own war, as you've just said, and it's my first priority at the moment, I think, and it's true for all of us, to at least keep it out from being sucked into any potential regional conflict. And that was my main discussion with Secretary Pompeo. We also discussed other aspects of the things that we need to do in Yemen.
Isn't it too late for that? I mean, it's right in the center of a proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
I don't think it is too late. First of all, of course, you know, there isn't a shooting war yet in the region. Thank God for that. But also, I think that there are many voices in Yemen, including in the Houthi movement, who see their future in Yemen and not in any war between Iran and others. And so I think we need to focus quickly, seriously, urgently on de-escalation in Yemen, and in particular, of course, the attacks across the southern border into Saudi Arabia.
When you said it hasn't turned into a shooting war yet, a shooting war between Iran and Saudi Arabia directly.
That's right. That's right. And my fear, and I think it was behind your question, is that if that comes, that Yemen may be drawn into it. And that's not good for Yemen. That's actually not good for the region either. And of course, it's my priority to try to keep Yemen away from that and to focus Yemen on its own problems rather than those in the region. That was a discussion I was having with Secretary Pompeo.
So when you took on this job, Martin Griffiths, the two main sides in the civil war were not willing to meet each other, the government of President Abdrabo Mansur Hadi and the leaders of the Houthis. But you changed that in Sweden last year. They did meet. So what's the progress that's been made since then?
It's been slow. It's been grindingly slow since that time. But next Sunday, Monday, for example, the two sides will meet under the auspices of General Michael Lollesgaard, my colleague who runs the Hodeidah mission, to, I hope, to come to specific agreements on the demilitarization of those ports and improving humanitarian access in Hodeidah. The fact that this is still happening 6 months or more after the signatures of that agreement in Sweden is remarkable, in fact, that the parties are still prepared to go at it, despite the frustrations that we all feel.
Is there a timetable to end the war?
Yes, sort of yesterday, really, because the humanitarian situation constantly reminds us that we should not waste any time towards ending this war. My assumption is that ending of the war is what we should focus on. Building peace will be something that we can turn our attention to once we have achieved that goal. So an agreement to end the war should focus on ending the war and ushering in a new political arrangement. So let's make it simple, let's make it reductive, and let's make it quick.
As you keep telling anyone who will listen, the Yemeni people are the ones who really suffer from this war. What will their country look like the day after this war ends, whenever that is?
Relieved, I guess, because of the terrible, terrible effects of the war and the many different wars, as you know, that are going on in different parts of Yemen. Relief that there's a chance for the markets to operate, the economy to return, that the divisions that now exist in Yemen will be over. But, as I think you're implying, it's just a first day, and the prospect of actually mending the wounds of the war is a generational one. And it is so in most wars, but particularly in Yemen. The prospects of local reconciliation, of communities living together when they have been fighting each other, the prospects of reconstruction are going to be phenomenal. The story starts the day after we succeed in getting the war stopped. That's when the hard work begins.
Martin Griffiths, the UN Special Envoy to Yemen, speaking with us from Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on the program.